through him in the one Spirit, you may approach the Father. Jesus is the Son who, when questioned in the Gospel of Luke about where he's been, says, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Jesus is the Son who must be about his Father's business. In another place, in John 15, he says, "My Father is a vine dresser." In the church's Latin Bible, the Vulgate, he says, "Pater meus agricola est," which also means, "My Father is a farmer." God the Father is a farmer. And Jesus is the Son who must be about his business. Everything that the Son of God does, he does to reveal the Father. And so in our gospel, when he sees the people like sheep without a shepherd, and he steps into that role prepared by the prophet Jeremiah, when he takes up the role of the good shepherd, he's revealing something of the Father there too. So what is he revealing about his Father and our Father? Well, shepherds care for sheep. It's in the name. And just like as Catholics we see wheat and we see grapes and we know that the most noble purpose to which they can be put is to be used as the bread and the wine for Mass to become the body and blood of our Lord, a good Israelite would see a sheep and know that its most noble purpose would be for sacrifice, to be offered to the Father. And we're at a disadvantage because we're thousands of years separated from that reality, so we don't understand sacrifice well. We mischaracterize it. We think it's about death, about a bloodthirsty God. But really, sacrifice in the Old Covenant and in the New is not about death, but about life. The belief was that life was carried in the blood. Without blood, we die. And so life itself was put on the altar of God's dwelling place. The life of this sheep or cow or whatever it was that was offered was put there. And the death that occurred was, in a certain way, almost a side effect. It wasn't the goal. The goal was the offering of the life itself. And the reason this was done is because we want to offer our lives to be united with the Father. And so the lamb that was offered in the Old Covenant was a substitute for the one who brought it for sacrifice. It was a stand-in so that the one bringing the lamb didn't have to die to offer his life. The lamb could die instead. So what is Jesus revealing about his Father when he calls himself the shepherd? He's revealing that the Father, and indeed the whole Trinity, is laboring to bring us to union with himself, a union even more close than the union between the blood of the Lamb and the altar of sacrifice, that our lives, instead of having a substitute, would truly be brought to the Father. In Christ, we have access in one Spirit to the Father, as St. Paul says so beautifully. We have access to the Father. And so the Good Shepherd comes to bring his flock to the Father, to bring both those who were far off and those who were near. He's working on everyone. He gives up on no one. And so the consequence of that, the consequence of Jesus taking up that role of bringing his flock to the Father, is that all that happens is for our good. Without exception, everything that happens to us is for our good. And that has to be the case if God is all good and all powerful and all loving, which he is. So even the things that appear otherwise, the things that look like they're not for our good, must somehow be for our good, which is our salvation. And oftentimes, like in the Old Covenant sacrifices, it looks like the sheep are dying. It looks like we are suffering. But in the new covenant, we are part of Christ. And so when we die, it's he that dies. But it's always followed by his resurrection. And so the benefit of being a sheep is that I don't have to understand what's happening. I don't have to understand how this is for my good. I don't have to know all the details. All I have to do is choose to trust the shepherd. And that's difficult, but it is simple. And so what does that trust look like in the midst of storms, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of blessings? Well, one way it could look is if we take our psalm that we prayed today, Psalm 23, and we turn it into a creed, turn it into a statement of belief, of what we choose to believe even when we don't see it. And so I invite you at some point in the next week, maybe after you receive communion at this Mass or when you're taking a few moments and giving thanks after Mass, to turn to Psalm 23, find it in your book, and to say, I believe, like we do with the Creed at Mass, to say, I believe that the Lord is my shepherd. I believe that I shall not want. I believe that he guides me in right paths for his name's sake. I believe that even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for I believe he is at my side. I believe that only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I believe that I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.